Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, July 23rd, and happy 32nd birthday to Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe.
Expecto Patronum!
I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Kia Mall of Georgia. The Gwinnett Sheriff's deputies arrested a Dallas man for crimes in several Metro Atlanta communities. The Gwinnett government's millage rate will remain unchanged for 2021. The Aurora Theater received a grant from the Georgia Council for the Arts. Curiosity Lab at Peachtree Corners wins a Smart Cities Award for transportation solutions. Georgia Gwinnett College was found to have more than a $500 million impact on the local economy. Off-duty Auburn police officer Jacob Peek killed in a head-on car wreck. And finally, the music of Elton John is coming to downtown Lawrenceville tonight. Plus, the American Red Cross needs your blood.
Honestly, in the last 3 months, the Red Cross has had to come up with 75,000 more pints of blood than we expected would be needed. Just because things are really picking up, there's just more trauma, more surgeries, more all of that.
You can get a $10 Amazon gift card when you donate blood at the Gas South Arena on Monday. We'll talk to the Red Cross later in the podcast and get all of the details.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot, or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
A Dallas man wanted by several law enforcement agencies in Metro Atlanta was arrested by the Gwinnett Sheriff's Office Fugitive Unit on Monday. 24-year-old Danquan Holt was arrested with assistance from the Paulding County Sheriff's Office and Paulding County Probation in Dallas. Holt, who was wanted on aggravated assault and aggravated battery charges in Gwinnett, is being held without bond in the Gwinnett County Jail. He's also wanted on warrants for his arrest that are outstanding in Dallas as well as DeKalb and Cobb counties.
This is an outrage! It's the biggest tax increase in history!
Actually, Dad, it's the smallest tax increase in history.
Let the bears pay the bear tax. I pay the homer tax.
That's the homeowner tax.
Gwinnett County Commissioners voted Tuesday to keep the county's millage rate the same as the 2020 rates. The county government's overall millage rate, which determines how much money a property owner owes in property taxes, was set at 14.71 mils. That total millage rate number includes rates for several funds, such as public safety service districts and the county's general fund, which covers the costs of county services. The gross total tax digest for this year is estimated to be around $49.5 billion, but the net digest total drops to about $37 billion once an estimated $8.42 billion in exemptions is taken out of the gross total. It's believed that keeping the millage rate the same in light of the growing tax digest means the county would only need to use about $500,000 in reserve funds to balance the county's budget for this year. Although the county government's overall millage rate will stay the same, property owners could still end up paying more in property taxes this fall, depending on whether the value of their property increased and what kinds of exemptions they have.
It was just fun from beginning to end.
Great singing, great songs. It was a lot of fun.
The Aurora Theater was recently awarded a $20,000 grant by Georgia Council for the Arts, a division of the Georgia Department of Economic Development, as part of its initial disbursement of grants for the fiscal year 2022. A total of 218 organizations were awarded 266 grants, providing more than $2 million in funding to arts organizations throughout the state. The Bridge Grant provides funding for operational support to 135 organizations. The Project Grant will fund 54 arts projects, and the Arts Education Program Grant was awarded to 77 organizations. Additional grants for vibrant communities and cultural facilities programs will be awarded in fall of 2021. Georgia Council for the Arts uses peer review panels to judge and review applications following standard practices set by the National Endowment for the Arts. Grant recipients include theaters, dance companies, museums, cities, colleges, and multidiscipline arts entities. Curiosity Lab at Peachtree Corners has been recognized for its work with advanced vehicle testing by IDC Government Insights. Here's Curiosity Lab President Brian Johnson describing the lab.
Curiosity Lab Peachtree Corners is three things. It's a mile and a half section of roadway within an existing technology park. It is a 25,000 square foot incubator with innovation space located on this 1.5 miles. And it's also all the technology inside of this 1.5 miles that allows for any mobility, connected vehicle, smart city testing or demonstration that exists currently.
The Living Smart Cities Technology Lab won one of the group's Smart Cities North America Awards for transportation projects for the second consecutive year. The centerpiece of Curiosity Lab's award-winning work on advanced vehicle testing is the city's 3-mile autonomous vehicle test track. There were 13 award winners, including Curiosity Lab, who were recognized in areas such as transportation infrastructure, sustainable infrastructure, public health and social services, education, public safety, smart buildings, and digital equity and accessibility. This year's winners will be recognized at Smart Cities Connect, held in National Harbor, Maryland this fall.
Hello, I'm Rodney Skelthorpe, and I own A1 Tires and More in Lawrenceville. We're your go-to place for tires and complete car care.
Celebrate your independence all month long with A1 Tires and More. Don't put off that routine car maintenance. Taking care of your tires, brakes, and AC will help keep your vehicle safe, reliable, and running longer, helping you avoid roadside breakdowns. So visit A1 Tires and More before you go on vacation.
All of our work at A1 Tires and More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
When you're in the market for a new home, Georgia United Credit Union is here to help. We offer competitive rates, low fees, and flexible terms so you can be confident you're getting the best home for your budget. We'll even cover up to $500 on the appraisal fee of your new home, saving you even more money. Our home loan experts will guide you through the process, finding the best loan solutions for your needs. We have up to 100% financing and no money down options for qualified members. Unlock the door to your new home by visiting gucu.org/new home. Georgia United is an equal housing lender.
Georgia Gwinnett College and local officials have long touted the college's importance to Gwinnett County, and the latest economic impact numbers from the University System of Georgia show just how important the school is. The college's impact on the local economy totals up to $500 million, or more than $508 million to be exact. The University System of Georgia looks at several factors when determining a school's economic impact, and the latest economic impact looks at data collected between July 2019 and June 2020. The overall university system had an economic impact almost $19 billion in Georgia during that time period. Factors that the University of Georgia's Seelig Center for Economic Growth looks at for the report includes the number of jobs created, both on campus and in the community, by the school's presence, as well as the number of alumni it has working in the local area. GCP officials said that when capital outlay for building projects it has undertaken over the years is added in, the college has had a $4.8 billion economic impact over a period spanning more than a decade. An Auburn police officer and another Auburn resident are dead after a car crash in Barrow County over the weekend. 25-year-old Jacob Peek was off duty when he was killed in the accident, and there were a combined 4 passengers who suffered severe injuries in both vehicles. Peek was an officer at the Auburn Police Department and formerly served in the Winder Police Department. He was also a 2014 graduate of Winder Barrow High School. Troopers discovered both drivers dead at the scene, while 3 occupants in the Mustang and 1 occupant in the Corolla were hospitalized at Northside Hospital Gwinnett with serious injuries. None of the passengers were identified. A memorial service to honor and celebrate Officer Peek's life will be held July 24th at 4 p.m. in the Chapel of Smith Funeral Home. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, donations be made in Officer Peek's memory to the Auburn, Georgia Police Foundation.
Children's Healthcare of Atlanta welcomes you to join us for our Health Fair and Kids Expo event on Saturday, July 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville. Admission is free. The first 250 kids receive a free backpack with school supplies and other goodies. There will be fun activities for the family and kids, free COVID vaccines, free health screening, blood mobile, door prizes, special presentations, and more. That's Saturday, July 31st at Rhodes Jordan Park in Lawrenceville.
Downtown Lawrenceville's Live in the DTL Summer Concert Series continues tonight with the music of Elton John.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after
all. Elton Live, the ultimate tribute, begins tonight at 8 p.m. on the Lawrenceville lawn. Food trucks and vendors will be on hand, and lawn chairs and blankets are welcome.
It's gonna be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round and get too fine. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man.
The American Red Cross needs your blood.
My name is Sherry Nicholson. I'm the communications director for Georgia's Red Cross, and I'm really excited to be here today to tell you about a blood drive we have coming up next Monday, the 26th of July, at the Gas South Arena. It will be in the arena lobby. And we're hoping folks from Gwinnett County step up and come to give blood. I feel like there's plenty of room for folks to donate at this point. We're hoping for at least 40 people to come, and their blood is really needed. Summer's always a tough time to give blood, but especially this summer, we're having some challenges with keeping the blood on, enough blood on the shelves for all the hospitals that need it.
Well, Sherry, I'm glad you're here. So a couple things. First, the Gas South Arena is the new name for the Infinite Energy Center, Infinite Energy Arena. So in case you missed that news, that's where it is. It's the same arena, same place, new name. And this will be Monday, July 26th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And Sherry, it's my understanding that when you show up to donate blood, you can get money for Amazon.
That's right. There, we have a couple of incentives going on, which always makes it kind of interesting for blood donors. This month, through the end of the month, anyone who does come to give blood will receive a $10 Amazon gift card by mail. It won't be available at the drive itself, but it'll come to you after the fact. And definitely a nice little incentive for folks who are interested in coming to help.
Sherry, has the pandemic affected the levels of blood that you have, that the Red Cross has on hand?
The Red Cross continued to collect blood, and we were so grateful to the people that continued to step up to donate blood through the pandemic. And they really did come forward and help us. There was a need for blood definitely through the pandemic. People continued to need it. And we had a lot of wonderful people that did step up to give. I would say in the aftermath, with things starting to get back a little bit more to normal, maybe our challenges are greater. Folks who have, been stuck in their houses and are dying to get out and travel and go places are doing that this summer. And so like every summer, people are busy and it is a little bit tougher to collect blood. But especially this summer, we're finding that folks that maybe delayed elective surgery during the pandemic are starting to want to have that surgery now. So there's more people presenting. We're seeing more trauma cases. Honestly, in the last 3 months, the Red Cross has had to come up with 75,000 more pints of blood than we expected would be needed just because things are really picking up. There's just more trauma, more surgeries, more all of that. And I will also say that I think there's been confusion, and I really would love to clear this up. People think, oh my goodness, now I've had the COVID vaccine, I can't give blood. That is not true in really most of the cases, or I will be deferred for giving blood. In most cases, that is not the case for the Red Cross. You may donate blood within, you know, as long as you're feeling healthy and well. And we need you to know what kind of shot you did get. Most of them will not require any kind of deferment. If you don't know what type of shot you got, or it was a live virus that you were inoculated with, then it could be a 2-week deferral. But other than that, you are perfectly eligible, as you would always have been, to donate blood. And we hope that people are no longer confused by that and step up and help.
Sherry Nicholson is with the American Red Cross. There's a blood drive on Monday, July 26th. That's happening at the Gas South Arena in Duluth. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Everyone who shows up to donate blood is going to get a $10 Amazon gift card that'll get mailed to you. And then there's also some drawings. There's $5,000 in gas that you could win, a trip for four to Knott's Berry Farm and to Cedar Point. So if you like roller coasters, go donate some blood.
We got to make it a little bit fun, right? In addition to the wonderful feeling you have, because you are absolutely changing lives when you donate blood, whether it's an accident victim, a surgery victim, someone with sickle cell anemia whose lives depend on regular blood transfusions. There's so many needs for blood. Literally every 2 seconds, someone in the United States requires a blood transfusion. So, you know, at any point, it could be a member of our families or friends or someone you know in the community who's the one that needs the blood. So we just ask people to keep it top of mind. And if you haven't donated for a while, please consider coming out. It's really an hour's time from start to finish. And you can shorten that time by downloading the app for the Red Cross Blood and doing a little bit of the reading. Doing a little bit of the health history information ahead of time could shorten it. But in most cases, an hour from start to finish with the health history, the registration, donating itself is really an 8 to 10 minute process. And then you're out the door and you can feel so good about making a difference for somebody, maybe more than one person.
Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consist of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at PSPOnline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation. Now.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash briefing or your Google Home briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.